Okay, we have Murray Wise here at the Ag Masters Conference, and he's just got done speaking with us a little bit about global agriculture and beyond the year 2010. So welcome, Murray. I just have a couple questions for you here. What are your views on the feasibility of the increase of production in ethanol and the correlation to the global food production in the years to come?
My position is simply that I believe that the food production in Southeast Asia and the desire for people and other countries to feed themselves better is going to dominate the consumption of crop products to a much greater degree than ethanol. Ethanol is an important product, and yes, we'll continue to grow modestly, but we will not see the growth in ethanol in the next decade like we did in the last decade.
You spoke a little bit about farm values and also land values in the United States. What effect do you believe the family farm in the United States will have on the future of global agriculture? Will family farms, will we see them diminish and the more move to large-scale farms in the years to come, or what are your views on that?
Totally and completely to the contrary, on the basis that it's my view that the family farm will continue to dominate the landscape as far as operating agriculture out here. And yes, the farms have become larger. 90-some percent of them, 95-plus percent of them, will in fact be family farms. The really efficient operations out here today are in fact multi-generational family farms where grandpa's decided that he's not moving to town. He's staying out on the farm with son or daughter and now grandson and granddaughter. And they're making a great team where in fact maybe one of them has an accounting designation, hopefully from the University of Illinois. But they make a great team from a multi-generational point of view. And the family farm, in my opinion, is never stronger.
What do you believe the role, what role do you believe the U.S. will take on in the global food production in the years to come on a whole?
The U.S. will continue to be one of the major, major global players from a U.S. Production point of view. Yes, we hear a lot about Brazil. Yes, we hear a lot about Argentina. Yes, we hear a lot about China, or rather Australia. Yes, we hear a lot about Eastern Europe, but U.S. will continue to be the dominant player for global agriculture. Particularly, it's driven by the fact that we, like no other country in the world, we have an infrastructure in place, we have a transportation system in place, we have a railroad, we have an interstate highway system, we have a water delivery system that is just second to none.
I think that about does it for our interview. Any other thoughts you have on the Ag Masters Conference this year?
It's just an exciting group of people that have come together, and it's interesting to see so many people interested in U.S. agricultural production. And as I stated in my presentation, there's never been a period of time that I was more excited about the next 3 to 5 years from an agricultural point of view, on the basis that there are many, many people throughout the world that have an intense desire to feed themselves better.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.